This is Red Eyes, written by Gremlin Behavior and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for general audiences. Summary: Lancelot and Leon are on patrol when the knights encounter a group of mercenaries and, even worse, a sorcerer. The patrol had been split up during the ambush, with the group of mercenaries coming at them from the front and back in a pinch maneuver so that the knights were separated. They were also badly outnumbered, just 4 up against over a dozen, so the battle was much fiercer than expected. Leon couldn't look out for the others like he always tried to do in fights, too focused on keeping himself alive. Accordingly, he only realized that Lancelot was missing after it was all over. He frantically looked through the dead bodies at his feet for any sign of his friend, relievingly finding none. Percival and Gawain looked up at Leon for instructions, noticing his absence as well. "Split up and look for him," he ordered. He himself chose a direction at random, striding as quickly through the forest as he could, without tripping or missing any signs of Lancelot. The knight couldn't have gotten that far away in that short time of the fight, even if he was trying to chase after one of their attackers, and Leon didn't think he would have left his friends just to pursue a simple mercenary. More likely that he had been driven away during the fight and lost his bearings trying to get back. The first knight was still theorizing about where he might have gone. Maybe he recognized one of the men as the leader and thought it worth the risk chasing after him, when the man in question jumped out from behind a tree at him, sword swinging. Caught off guard, Leon barely managed to parry the attack. "Lance!" he barked out quickly. The other man evidently hadn't recognized him, and apparently still didn't do so, as he continued the offensive brutally. "Lance, stop, it's just me," he tried to reassure him between sword swings as he continued to defend himself. Something was wrong. The other knight should have recognized him by now. "It's okay, it's safe now, I'm not going to hurt you." Leon was being slowly pushed back and struggling to keep up with the fight. Normally, he and Lancelot were an about-even match, but today he was hampered by not actually wanting to hurt him, while the other knight had no such qualms. The reason why became obvious a moment later when Lancelot's eyes flashed a glowing red. He was enchanted. The mercenaries must have had a sorcerer among them. "Lance, please, you have to fight this," Leon begged. "I don't want to hurt you." He would try to disarm the knight without harming him, but the spell wasn't impacting his ability to fight, and against such a formidable opponent, Leon might not have much control over the situation. Fortunately, he was saved from trying when Percival jumped out from behind a tree and tackled Lancelot. He must have overheard Leon's pleas with him and deciphered what was happening. Much like he'd done with Elian when he'd been possessed, the large knight swiftly knocked him out with a solid punch to the temple. "What do we do with him?" he asked, as he looked back up at Leon, looking lost. The first knight had to swallow down the lump of fear in his throat before he replied. "Tie him up, I guess, and take him back to Camelot. With luck, whatever spell he's under might wear off on its own, and if not, we'll figure something out." They had to, or else Lancelot would be lost to them, and Leon wasn't going to let that happen. It had been hours and Lancelot still hadn't woken up. Leon, who waited beside his cot in Gaius's chambers, desperately hoped that he was just sleeping off the effects of the spell, because if it was Percival's blow to the head that had kept him unconscious this whole time, it was unlikely that he would ever return to being the Lancelot they knew, even if he did wake up. He had known other knights that never recovered after head injuries, and how long they remained unconscious was often a key indicator of how bad the damage would be. Thankfully, just as he was worrying about it, Lancelot began to stir. Well, as much as he could while being tied to the cot. His arms twitched as they reached the end of his rope, and his face scrunched up in clear discomfort. "Lancelot," he asked softly. The restrained knight flinched away from his voice. "It's okay, it's just me, Leon. I'm not going to hurt you. You're safe now." Well, as long as the spell had worn off. Can you open your eyes for me? After what seemed to be a struggle, Lancelot blinked and his eyes opened. They were back to their beautiful brown, rather than the harsh red they had been when he was under the spell. Leon sighed in relief. Okay, Lancelot mumbled. Yeah, I'm okay now that I know you are. Good, Lancelot sighed, letting his head back down to the pillow and closing his eyes. His right hand jerked as he tried to move it up to his head. Leon had seen him through enough concussions and migraines by now that he could easily recognize the signs of a headache. Gaius had said that such a powerful spell would likely have some side effects when it wore off, and had left a cup of pain-relieving tea in anticipation. Why am I tied up? You were under a spell. Let me get you untied, and then I'll explain. Lancelot seemed content with this plan at first, but soon foiled it by grabbing Leon's wrist as soon as his hands were free. At first, the Head Knight worried that this might have all been a ruse, somehow, that he was still under the spell, but the grip on his arm wasn't harsh. Instead, Lancelot seemed to just be holding on to him for comfort. Despite the obvious pain it caused, he had forced his eyes back open to look over his friend for injuries. Evidently, he remembered some of what had happened. He only let go of Leon's wrist when the knight needed both his hands to hold the cup of tea, as well as lift Leon's head to help him drink it. "I'm sorry," he murmured after taking a sip, pushing the cup away after a moment. "I remember now." "It's not your fault," Leon tried to remind him. "And I'm fine, I promise. You didn't hurt me." He laced his fingers back between Lancelot's and held his hand to reassure him that he was okay, he didn't blame him, and he wasn't going anywhere. The end.